Galactica now leads the ragtag fleet of 220 ships. Commander Adama outlines his plans.
We gather here as representatives of each ship in our fleet to answer that single question. Where will we go? Our recorded history tells us that we descended from a mother civilization, a race that went out into space to establish colonies. Those of us here assembled now represent the only known surviving colonies, save one. A sister world, far out in the universe, remembered to us only through ancient writings. It is my intention to seek out that remaining colony, that last outpost of humanity in the whole universe.
Commander Adama, this 13th colony, this other world, where is it and what is it called?
I wish I could tell you that I know precisely where it is, but I can't. However, I do know that it lies beyond our star system, in a galaxy very much like our own, on a planet called Earth.
The following day, Harry and I contacted the Khalid politicians. Their leader, Councillor Mogren, spoke first.
Fellow councillors, I've asked you to assemble here and not in our House of Congress, as our meeting is of a most secret nature. There are no listening devices here, nor the Raven.
Not that I know of, Mogren.
Doctor, will you please tell the councillors what you have told me?
Yes, of course. And some of what I will tell you relates to events in the future. Not only on this planet, but also on others whose existence you don't even know of. But my knowledge is scientific fact. Now, Davros has created a machine creature, a monster, which will terrorize and destroy millions and millions of lives and lands throughout all eternity. He has given this machine a name, a Dalek. It is a word new to you. But for a thousand generations, it is a name that will bring fear and terror. Now, undoubtedly, Davros has one of the finest scientific minds in existence. But he has a fanatical desire to perpetuate himself in his machine. He works without conscience, without soul, without pity. And his machines are equally devoid of these qualities.
I'm afraid, Doctor, the councillors could not agree to halt all experimentation at the bunker.
The councillors are fools.
Let me finish, please. It has been agreed that an independent tribunal will investigate all work that has been done at the bunker.
But that could take months. Davros already has several prototype Daleks ready for action.
It has also been agreed that pending the investigation, Davros's experiments will be suspended.
It is less than I'd hoped for.
And I promise you, Doctor, if your allegations are borne out, all work at the bunker will be closed down.
Thank you.
And now I must go with my committee and inform Davros of our decision.
Well, now, I think it's high time we look for Sarah, don't you?
The one you left behind in the wasteland?
Yes. You have some news of her?
I can't be certain, you understand. But our agents inside the Thal Dome report a newly arrived girl prisoner who led an attempted breakout. Gave the Thals quite a bit of trouble.
That'll be her.
The Thal Dome, you say?
The Thals are using prisoners to load their last great rocket.
Rocket?
They think they'll win the war with it. What they don't know is that no matter how powerful their rocket, it cannot penetrate our protective dome. Only a matter of months ago, Davros perfected a new substance which has the strength of 30-foot thick,
yes,
reinforced
concrete. Never mind about that. Could you help us to find Sarah?
One of my agents could lead you into the service shaft underneath the Thal City.
Oh, good,
but after
good.
That, you're strictly on your own.
Fair enough.
As Brailovsky skimmed across the surface of the monolith in his work pod, something strange happened. Millions of stars appeared just beneath the surface of the monolith, and a giant bolt of energy rushed from it. The energy was so strong that it destroyed the work pod and Brailovsky along with it. No one would ever know that the bolt of energy was David Bowman, the astronaut who had been transformed into another form by the alien powers behind the monolith. David was speeding toward Earth to visit his wife and mother and to tell them that something wonderful was going to happen very soon.
The landing operation has begun, and the search for Tylium fuel on the surface of the planet Carillon is underway.
Boomer.
Yeah, what is it now?
You're not going to believe this.
A land ram, driven by Apollo and Boomer, comes upon a beautiful and magnificent palace in the middle of the rough, desert-like terrain of Carillon.
I don't believe it.
Wait, don't be afraid. Listen, what is this place?
Isn't it fabulous here? All this for so little money. Oh, and I just won over a thousand cubits. Isn't that amazing?
You won those cubits here?
Oh, in here. Everybody's doing it. It's incredible. If it's illegal, you're going to have to fight the whole star system. I have to go. I have a moonlight cruise, two moons. Oh, how can you go wrong?
I don't get it. How cut off can these people be? She didn't act like she'd even heard about the destruction of the colony.
Yeah, there's something even more peculiar. Why haven't we heard about this place?
Look, I suppose you know every gambling chancery in the star system, huh?
The odds must be incredible here. Boomer, people are winning a fortune.
Yes, and they're obviously well-fed. Look, why don't we find out about who's in charge of this place and see about getting some food back up to the fleet.
Now, hold it, Boomer. The last thing these people may want to find is a battle star sitting on their front door.
I haven't found a gambling den yet that didn't depend on military pay vouchers to keep its doors open.
Now, Boomer, until we find out who these people are, just remember, it'll only take one informant. We'll have the whole Cylon war machine on its way. I want to look around, sit in on a game or two, see if I can find out what's behind this place.
Meanwhile, Landrum 2 continues in search of the precious fuel.
Now, your mission, Boxy, is to keep your eye on that readout. When the counter gets up to 10, it means we're right on top of a rich Tylian deposit.
Yes, sir.
Quiet, Muffet. I see it. Tylium.
Nice going, Boxy.
That's a pretty hot reading, Skipper. We may be right on top of that old mine. I better check it out.
Okay, Jolly, keep your eyes open.
Muffy?
Thank you.
For what?
For saving my son's life.
Getting things a little out of proportion. Anyway, maybe I should be thanking you.
You don't know anything about me or what happened to Boxy's father.
When you're ready, you'll tell me. In the meantime, nothing that's gone on before really counts for much. As far as the human race is concerned, we're all starting over.
Raven's agent guided Harry and me into the Thal city, where we soon found the rocket launch area. Looking into the control room, we were astonished to see Davros and Nida talking earnestly to a group of Thals.
What's Davros doing here in the Thal city?
And I am no longer influenced by words such as patriotism and nationalism. My concern is only for peace, an end to this carnage that has virtually destroyed both our races.
Why aren't you telling this to your own government and people?
I have tried. Time and again I have tried, but now they will be satisfied with nothing other than total annihilation of the Thal people.
Then they deserve to perish. And perish they will when we launch our rocket. It's primed and ready. The countdown for firing can begin immediately.
And it will fail.
It can't fail.
The Kale Dome cannot be penetrated. Your great rocket will hardly scratch it. This is the measure of my faith, Nida.
It is a simple chemical formula. If the substance is loaded into artillery shells and fired onto the surface of the Carled Dome, it will weaken the molecular structure and make it brittle. Your rocket will then be able to penetrate without resistance.
Why are you giving us this information? You know that your own people, the Carleds, will be utterly exterminated.
No price is too great to pay for peace. I only ask that when the war is over, I be allowed to help in the reconstruction of our planet.
We want only to see the conflict brought to an end. This formula gives you the power to bring that about.
By dawn tomorrow, our world could be at peace.
Doctor, somehow we've got to warn Mogren and the other colored leaders.
Yes, and we haven't found Sarah yet. Come on. Excuse me. Can you help me? I'm a spy. That suits Harry.
Rockets loaded. Why are they still keeping us here?
Why take the trouble to move us? It's easier to leave us here.
When it's fired, the exhaust blast will burn us up.
You all right, Sarah?
Oh, I am now. Listen, we've got to get out of here. The Thals are going to launch this rocket.
Yes, I know. Listen, I want you and Harry to go back to the Carlet Dome. Harry knows the way. To tell them all we know. There's a chance that if they launch an all-out offensive, I might be able to stop the rocket.
Oh, what are you going to do?
Try to sabotage it, or at least delay it. Off you go.
Right.
Good luck.
Severin, you come with us.
I gazed up at the massive rocket, unaware of the soldiers edging towards me.
Chandra finally reprogrammed Hal. The computer had no memory of why the Discovery mission had failed, nor of ever having killed any of the crew. However, Hal easily accepted his new assignment of returning Discovery to Earth. While the Leonov's crew was still mourning Brailovsky's death, troubling news came from Earth. War had been declared between America and Russia. Both governments immediately sent orders to their crews to separate, cut all radio contact, and return home as soon as possible. Although both crews regretted what was happening, they obeyed their orders. The Americans left the Leonov and boarded the Discovery. Once both ships were sealed, the bridge between them was blown off.
As Boxy searches for his runaway Daggett, he's kidnapped by the ant-like Ovion creatures.
Any sign of Boxy? What is it? What's happening on this planet?
I don't know.
Apollo and Serena are taken to meet with the Ovion Queen.
This may be the largest Tylium mine in the star system.
I don't care about that. I just want to know what's happened to Boxy.
Welcome to Carillon. You are impressed?
Confused would be more like it. Listen, we've lost a little boy.
He is safe. We found him and brought him here. Would you care to join him?
Yes, we would.
The doors to the gambling chancery open.
Mommy!
Captain, good fortune smiles on us.
Yes, like nothing we ever dreamed of, Captain. They've got everything we need here. Plenty of it. You're happy to share.
Sounds like paradise.
Yeah, it does.
We've come so far, so quickly. There's been little time for reason. What is the curious secret behind the existence of this outpost on the outer rim of our star system? There are many such oases for intergalactic travelers, but none so far off the known arteries of trade, and none so curiously close to a Tylium mine. Fuel has begun to arrive from the Ovion mines, but in curiously small quantities. Now I feel the growing need for extraordinary measures of precaution. The ships continue to hover over the planet, supported by small maintenance crews whose spirits are as depleted as their numbers. Everyone seems to have forgotten our flight from the Cylons. The beauty and wiles of Carillon hold our people spellbound.
On a scanner in the Khalid bunker, Davros and the leaders watch the destruction of their city.
Switch it off. They will avenge the annihilation of our people with a retaliation so massive, so merciless, that it will live in history. Let the vengeance begin with the death of the arch traitor, the Valspy Ronson!
No! Davros!
Exterminate!
No!
Exterminate!
No!
Today, the Khalid race is ended, consumed in a fire of war. But from its ashes will rise a new race, the supreme creature, the ultimate conqueror of the universe, the Dalek! The action you take today is the beginning of a journey that will take the Daleks to their destiny of universal and absolute supremacy. You have been conditioned and programmed to complete a task. You will now carry out that program. We obey.
As the Daleks filed out to begin their evil work, the Thal leaders toasted their victory, unaware of the attack that was to come.
A thousand years of war, and now it's ended. Listen, the people, they know already. Gentlemen, there's a great deal to be done. I must speak to the people. There must be a victory parade. And as for him, he must be punished. Let us now show that whilst we were ruthless in war, we are generous in victory. Let all prisoners be freed, charges against them dropped. Issue that statement at once.
Meanwhile, Adama is summoned to an important conference aboard the Galactica.
What is the purpose of this special council?
Adama, I'm afraid I must ask you to respect the order of business until called upon by this chair. I think Councillor Yuri has a measure to propose. Thank you.
My brothers, a hasty attempt to outrun the Cylons spawned in the midnight of desperation seems foolhardy in the light of day. I propose instead we now attempt to appeal for justice and mercy.
Justice? Justice from the Cylons? Is that what you actually said? Gentlemen, they have told us that they would not stop until every human had been exterminated. Now, why should they believe we are now willing to accept that which we have always found to be unacceptable? To live under Cylon rule.
Because we would destroy our arms. To prove we're willing to live in peace.
Destroy our only means of defense.
Or attack. May I remind my brothers that we did not have conflict with the Cylons until we intervened in their relations with other nations.
Yes. Yes, you're right. We did not come into conflict with the Cylons until we helped our neighbors, whom the Cylons wished to enslave. And until we helped the Hasaris get back their nation, taken by force by the Cylons.
Correct. If we mind our own business, there's every reason to believe that the Cylons will leave us alone.
If you've all come to this council to turn your backs on the principles of our fathers and the lords of Kobol, from whom all colonies evolved, you do so with my utter contempt.
Dr. Floyd was alone on watch on the bridge of Discovery, talking to Hal, when the computer told him to turn around. There stood David Bowman, looking exactly as he did when Floyd had last seen him 9 years earlier. Bowman spoke.
Dr. Floyd, I am here to give you a warning. You must leave here in 2 days. It is dangerous to remain.
But why?
Floyd asked. Bowman simply answered,
something wonderful is going to happen.
Then he disappeared. Floyd immediately suited up and crossed to the Leonov. He told Kirbuk that they had been warned to leave now.
Floyd, have you gone crazy? Neither ship has enough fuel to get back to Earth if we don't wait for the right launch window to boost us.
Tanya, if you won't take that warning seriously, look outside the window.
Harry!
Hello?
Sarah!
Oh,
I can hardly believe
it! You?
I thought you were in the Khalid Dome and was hit.
We didn't get there.
No, you see, halfway across the wastelands, we were attacked by a band of mutants.
And that's when the rocket was launched.
And then when the Khalid Dome exploded...
The mutants just ran for their lives!
Well, of course, I knew you'd try and get back into the bunker through the cave.
You were absolutely right, Harry. It's vital we go back into the bunker.
Why?
Because they took the time ring.
The bracelet that the Time Lord gave me is our lifeline. Without it, we can never escape from this planet.
In a dimly lit room in the bunker, a trap was being laid for Garman.
Nida? I had to be sure it was you.
We'll make this as quick as we can. I don't want to be missed.
Well, what are we going to do?
Now, look. A number of the scientists believe as we do. When we have enough strength on our side, we'll then give to Devros an ultimatum.
What ultimatum do you suggest?
That we will only continue with the work on the Daleks if he restores the brain cells, the conscience. The creature must have a moral sense, a judgment of right and wrong. In fact, all the qualities that we believe are essential in ourselves.
And if he doesn't accept that ultimatum?
Then we will destroy all the work that has been done. Everything. It'll be as though the Dalek were never created.
Right, I'll try and get some of the military elite on our side. Who can you count on?
Carvel, Frenton, Parin. But there'll be more soon, I'm sure of it.
Thank you. That's what I wanted to know.
That information will prove most helpful. A pity. He has a good scientific mind.
Shall I kill him?
No. A little surgery on the brain will remove these stupid emotions and still allow us to make use of his inventive skills.
And the other plotters?
The same for them, but we must move carefully, not force their hands. Let us learn who are our allies and who are our enemies. Leave Garman here, safely locked away. What was that?
It's coming from over there. There's somebody in the ventilator shaft.
Welcome back, Doctor.
At gunpoint, we were forced to lie on stiff, inclining boards to which Nida strapped us. He then fixed electronic terminals to our heads and chests. And they were wired to Davros's chair.
Let me tell you what is going to happen. You will answer my questions. You will answer them carefully and precisely. The instruments to which you are wired are particularly sensitive. They will detect instantly any attempt to lie.
And if I do lie?
If you lie, your friends will suffer. I can create in their bodies all the torments and agonies ever known.
Don't tell him, Doctor!
Now, you will tell me the reason for every Dalek defeat. With that knowledge, I will program them. With that knowledge, they will know their errors and how to avoid them. With that knowledge, there will be no defeats. We will begin!
Deborah, hours. If I tell you what you want to know, I betray millions of people in the future. I can't do that.
But you can! You will tell me! You will tell me! You will tell me!
How many warriors? Nearly their full complement of warriors. See that the humans remain entertained until the end. Then they will be yours in the lower chambers.
To their great surprise, Apollo and Starbuck overhear the Ovians plotting with the Cylons.
Me and my big mouth. Well, at least we know the secret of Caroline. Do we? What's the connection between the casino and all this? Let's get out of here and figure that one out.
Moxie comes face to face with a sinister Cylon.
Run, Moxie, run!
Apollo, you thinking what I'm thinking?
All this Carly must have fired the biggest bomb in the universe.
Yeah. I guess it's a little late to try and talk to these fellas.
I think so.
As they flee for their lives, Apollo, Starbuck, and Boxy enter a room filled with humans on whom the Ovians have been feeding.
Oh, my God.
Some of them are probably from our ships.
No wonder no one's ever left here to tell about this resort. The Ovians are living off of them. They're probably selling the tellurium they mine to the Cylons.
Boxy, come back here!
They set free the beautiful Cassiopeia, who had been captured by the treacherous insect-like creatures.
Starbuck!
Davros' scientific discussion continued into the night.
Now, future errors will be eradicated. Defeats will become victories. You have changed the future of the universe, Doctor.
I have betrayed the future. Davros, for the last time, consider what you're doing. Stop the development of the Daleks.
Impossible. It is beyond my control. The workshops are already fully automated to produce the Dalek machines.
It's not the machines. It's the minds of the creatures inside them. Minds that you created. They are totally evil.
Evil? No! No, I will not accept that. They are conditioned simply to survive. They can survive only by becoming the dominant species. When all other life forms are suppressed, then you will have peace. Wars will end. They are the power not of evil, but of good.
Davros, if you had created a virus in your laboratory, something contagious and infectious that killed on contact, a virus that would destroy all other forms of life, would you allow its use?
It is an interesting conjecture.
Would you do it?
The only living thing, a microscopic organism, reigning supreme. A fascinating idea.
But would you do it?
Yes. Yes. To hold in my hand a capsule that contained such power, to know that life and death on such a scale was my choice, to know that the tiny pressure on my thumb, enough to break the glass, would end everything. Yes. I would do it. That power would set me up above the gods. And through the Daleks, I shall have that power.
Davros was becoming insanely excited by his plan. I launched myself at his chair and gripped his single arm tightly.
Release me.
Davros.
Don't touch that switch.
Why not?
That controls my life support systems. I could not survive 30 seconds without them.
Order the destruction of the incubator section.
Destroy the Daleks. Never.
I mean it, Davros. Next time I press that switch, it stays pressed. Now give the order.
Even if I do this, there will be no escape for you.
I'll take that chance. Now give the order.
Press the communicator switch. This is Davros. Elite Unit 7 will go to the incubator room.
All survival maintenance systems are to be closed down. The Dalek creatures are to be destroyed.
Tell them the order cannot be countermanded.
This order cannot... This is Davros. This is Davros. My last order is cancelled. Repeat, cancelled. No action is to be taken.
What do you want done with this?
For the moment, he must be kept alive. He has knowledge that is vital to our future. And I will drain every last detail of it from his mind. And then he will learn the true meaning of pain.
Captain Kirbuk agreed. So, the two ships docked, and work began. However, one important question remained.
Can Hal be trusted?
Floyd asked Dr. Chandra.
After all, it will be up to Hal to fire Discovery's rockets at the exact moment, or we won't be able to pull away from Jupiter's gravity.
We have no choice, said Dr. Chandra. I'll have to convince him to do it. Then talk him through the rocket firing operation.
The next day, a huge black spot appeared on Jupiter. As the hours went by, it grew bigger and bigger, doubling its size every 2 hours.
That black spot is made up of millions of monoliths,
explained Floyd.
They're eating up the planet,
cried Kirbuk.
Jupiter is going to explode! We must be far enough away from here when that happens, or the shock waves will destroy us.
But 10 minutes before Hal was to fire Discovery's engines, he calmly refused.
I think we should stay and investigate the black spot.
Hal, our mission will end in failure if you don't,
explained Dr. Chandra, who stayed on Discovery until the last minute in case the engines had to be fired manually.
You must fire the engines or we'll be killed. I'll stay with you, Hal, if you want me to.
No, Dr. Chandra,
replied Hal.
I trust you. You must rejoin your crew.
Dr. Chandra returned to the Leonov, and Hal fired the engines that separated the two ships and sent the Leonov toward Earth. Hal knew that he would be destroyed as soon as the shock waves of burning gas from the explosion reached Discovery. The Leonov escaped the shock waves just as Jupiter exploded and became a shining new white star.
When I came to in the cell, Harry and Garman had already overpowered the guard.
What exactly is planned, Sarah? Doctor. A bit groggy, but it'll be all right.
Come on, Carver, we've a lot to do.
What about the guards? Suppose they want to move to our side?
They'll be disarmed and held in custody until we presented our ultimatum to Davros.
No, wait, wait. Davros knows what you're planning. I heard him talking to Nida.
But if he knows, why hasn't he taken action against us?
Perhaps because he knows it's futile.
No.
There are too many of us.
No, it's not that.
I don't know what he's got prepared for you, but believe me, he's ready.
Well, even so, there'll still be too many for him.
Just be careful. Be careful.
I think we can take care of things. Thanks for the warning.
No point in telling you to rest, I suppose.
No, there isn't. We've got to recover that time ring.
Because without it, we'll never get off this planet. But where is it?
It's on the desk in the main laboratory. And then there's that tape recording that Nada took. We've got to get it back at all costs. It would make the Daleks invincible. Come on.
Something rather more useful.
They're explosives, aren't
they? Yes. Explosives and detonators. Seems almost proper tense.
Why? What are you going to use them for?
The Time Lord gave me 3 options. There's only one still open. Genocide.
Genocide?
Yes. I'm going to kill everything in the incubation room. I'm going to destroy the Daleks forever.
Report, Centurion.
It is done, Imperious Leader.
Let the attack begin.
By your command, Imperious Leader.
Hordes of fighters stream from the giant Cylon base ships on their way to destroy the Galactica and its beleaguered fleet.
Warm scan positive. Multiple three-passenger vehicles.
Cylon attack craft. So they spring their trap.
Enemy closing. 30 microns.
Recall all warriors from service.
As the Galactica prepares for the impending onslaught, on the surface of Carillon, the warriors head toward their Vipers.
Charlie, what are you doing in combat dress? The rest of Blue Squadron didn't get to go to the party,
sir.
I guess they had to let you go, though. I'd have been wise they didn't have all the military personnel there.
Well, if you didn't go to the party, who were those guys?
Anybody the commander could find them a place to fill the uniforms. You should have been the one that got mine. I want you ladies in that shuttlecraft.
Charlie, what's going on?
The whole squadron is waiting for orders to the Galactica.
15 microns. Cylon attack force now closing to killer range.
We are not sending out interceptors. We have taken them completely by surprise.
Closing in 5 microns.
4,
3, 2, 1.
A Cylon fighter streaks toward the Galactica and crashes into the Battlestar.
Fire in the bay.
Damage control.
Okay, cover them.
Adama's plan works. Blue Squadron launches to the rescue of the Galactica.
Bomber, ready, Captain. Let's go.
Are they going to be surprised?
At that moment, David Bowman entered the Discovery for the last time. Hal was happy to see his former commander and gladly sent to Earth Bowman's message from the alien forces who were responsible for the monoliths. All these worlds are yours, except Europa. Attempt no landing there. Use them together. Use them in peace. Use them after Bowman was gone. Use Hal kept sending the message as many times as he could before the shock waves reached Discovery, destroying it and Hal with it. As the Leonov sped safely back to Earth, Dr. Floyd announced to the crew,
I now understand what Commander Bowman meant when he said something wonderful is going to happen. That something wonderful is life beginning on Europa. But that life needs protection. Their planet is freezing.
The alien forces behind the monoliths have given Europa a new sun so it can become more like our Earth, with land and oceans. The entire solar system has been changed.
At that moment, Captain Kidbook interrupted with news.
We've just had a transmission from Earth. The war between Russia and America is over. Peace talks have already begun.
The door of the incubation chamber was slightly ajar. The detonator cable still stretched across the floor of the room. I trailed it into the corridor until I found the bad end. Suddenly, a Dalek appeared and fired a shot which nicked my hand. I dashed down the corner with the Dalek in pursuit. It passed right over the bare wires, short-circuiting them. A huge explosion ripped the incubation room apart. In the laboratory, Davros and Nida were disturbed by a flashing indicator panel.
The automated Dalek production line has been started. I gave no such order. Who did?
I gave the command. You will perform no function unless ordered by me. You will obey only my commands. The production line is to be halted immediately. You heard my order. Obey! Obey!
Nida.
Yes, Davros.
As Nida moved across to the control panel, a Dalek swung round. He crumpled to the ground with Davros looking on in terror. I dashed for the bunker entrance with Daleks in pursuit. Sarah and Harry joined Betan outside. She had succeeded in organizing a Thal force which had laid mines ready to seal the bunker.
Now!
But I'm afraid I've only delayed them for a short time, perhaps 1,000 years.
What?
The total time scale, no more than that.
Inside the sealed bunker, Davros tried to reassert his control over the Daleks.
For the last time, I am your creator! You must, you will obey me! We obey no one! We are the superior beings! But we live on. This is only the beginning. We will prepare. We will grow stronger. When the time is right, we will emerge and take our rightful place as the supreme power of the universe. History
will record the day that the President of the United States and the Premier of Russia looked out of their windows and saw the new distant sun in the sky. They had received Hal's message, and perhaps they had learned something. They learned that we do not own this world we live on. We are only allowed to. They also learned that life was beginning on that new planet, and that if they did not land there and disrupt that new life, those aliens might one day be their friends.
That one's for the Atlantean. Here's one for Zach.
Let's go! Rip it home. Rip it home.
I think we got him on the run.
Our readers are all destroyed.
All destroyed? How? We took them by surprise.
Apparently it was not as big a surprise as we had hoped for.
Let's go home.
Battlestar Galactica leads a ragtag fugitive fleet on a lonely quest. A shining planet known as Earth.
No, no.